Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to welcome you to our meeting this evening. Thank you for coming out. And I have a few instructions that we'll wait until after we have the presentation by the WPLI committee. I'm going to turn the time over right now to co-chair Copelander, and he can take it from here. And then when he's finished, then I will continue with the meeting.
Good deal, thanks, Andy. All right, like you said, I'm Copelanders. I co-chaired this committee, and I'll introduce everybody else that's here tonight. This is Mike Smith. Mike Hinn with the Conservation District was on the committee. Mike Smith representing Energy. Dan Smitherman was the other co-chair back here representing Wilderness Society. Monty Skinner's over here representing the horseback.
Non-recreation.
Yeah. But, so what I'm going to go through tonight is just a pretty brief overview of what we got done. And I apologize early. This is my first ever PowerPoint, so bear with me. There's the three wilderness areas, Shoal Creek, Scab Creek, and Lake Mountain that we were tasked with coming up with. Lake Mountain, down there on the south end of the county. Can you guys see those lines?
Yeah.
Well, I might leave that map up and try to talk through that. Lake Mountain was the same in all three of our proposed options. And so the thumb down there on the lower right-hand side, that we got that in there to be released to BLM under current RMP management. Then the Rock Creek NCA, if anybody's familiar with that area, there was already an ACDC on that Rock Creek range. We just changed it to an NCA, National Conservation Area. Then that upper portion is the lower, we call it Lake Mountain Management Area, and it contains prescriptive management actions to preserve the unique characteristics of the area. Scab Creek option one. Underneath option one on Scab Creek, the entire WSA would be placed in an NCA, allowing maintenance with chainsaws and invasive species management with aerial resources. This would be the only difference compared to making it a wilderness area. On Scab Creek options two and three, option two, Scab Creek WSA would be designated as a wilderness area. Then option three, Scab Creek would be designated as a wilderness area and an exemption would be made for aerial treatment of invasive species of weeds. Move on to Shoal Creek. My notes. Shoal Creek, underneath option one, I believe, would be a special management area with about 14,696 acres, that which would contain prescriptive management actions to preserve the unique characteristics of the area. And then about 6,058 acres of that would be an addition to the Grovon Wilderness. Those maps are, those lines are showing up, right?
Yep.
Option two is pretty much the same, other than we added some more acres to the Grovon Wilderness area. We've got, well, the difference between 6,000 and something, 7,398. Those are how our votes came out at the end there on the different options. pretty basics. Ones, you liked it. Fives, you hated it. Twos, threes, and fours, you could get along with it with some minor reservations. With that, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Before we move on with the rest of the comment period, I will ask if anyone has any questions first on the PowerPoint presentation. Okay, very good. So what I'd like to do now is we'll move forward. I just want to remind you that this is an official meeting. We are taping it. It's being recorded. So if you have any questions, first I would ask that you be recognized from the chair. Then next I would ask that you stand, state your name, where you're from, and whom you are representing, if you are representing anyone. If you're not, just say private constituent, and that would be just fine. Okay. I would like to just remind us that this is a fact gathering meeting. We'll be getting all and all the information from you. If you have any questions directly for anyone other than the commission, I'll need you to ask for permission to ask someone else the question. Any other thoughts or comments that we need to bring out, gentlemen, at the beginning?
Any time on the table?
He asked if there was any time on the table, and I would just ask that you keep it brief. Yeah, we've all got lots going on, so be concise with your comments, and I might also add, be kind with your comments. These committee members have spent 2 years of their life taking care of this issue, and we really appreciate all the work that they put into that. Any other comments before we commence forward, gentlemen? So tonight, no decisions will be made by the commission. Okay, this is informational. Once we have all the information, the decision will be made in public in a commission meeting, and it will be advertised on the agenda that we will be addressing it that day. Terrific. Anything else, gentlemen? All right. Let's go ahead and begin. Commissioner Noble is going to take this other microphone, and once you're recognized by the chair, he will hand you the microphone. So I'll now open the floor for comments. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Shiva Sundaresan. I'm from Lander. I work with the Greater Yellowstone Coalition. Just want to offer a couple of things. We thank you, the Commission, for convening this collaborative, and thank you for taking these management questions seriously and bringing these people together. Thank the committee, chairman, co-chairman, for the hard work they put in. I watched a few of these committee meetings, and truly appreciate all the energy and effort that these committee members put into this. Having said that, I am disappointed that the committee couldn't come to a consensus around one proposal. And because they couldn't come to a consensus around one proposal, I urge you to sort of hold back on this decision, not move it forward in the process, and give our people more time to come to one recommendation that we can all support. I still firmly believe that the intent and the way this process played out could result in one proposal that we could all get behind, and I hope we can find that. We're not there yet. That doesn't mean I think these last 2 years have been wasted. I think the work that's put in could go into so many other things, that so many other management decisions that are being considered in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Other comments? Go ahead, Mr. Bolchek.
I'm Dave Bolchek.
Here comes the microphone, Dave. I know there's a little...
I'm Dave Bolchek. I represent me, myself, and I. I have a question. I have a few comments, but I have a question.
Is the question for the commission or for
the... It's the board.
It's to the board. All right.
Yeah, on page 3 of the report, I'm going to get my cheaters so I can read it. It's a simple question. It says, the majority of the WPI board concluded on or about May 2018 regular meeting that it would not be possible to achieve consensus because one board members had voted to block each proposal subjected to a final vote. My question is, who was that?
Would the co-chairs like to address that?
It's on page 3 of your report that it goes to say that you cannot achieve consensus because one or board members had voted to block each proposal subjected to a final vote. And my question is, who is blocking this vote?
So the answer depends on which proposal. There was a different mix. For example, I believe in option 3, we had two blocks. One of the blocks was mine, one of the blocks was my person who's sitting here who represents the sportsman. On one of the other options, for example, option 2, agriculture and conservation district, or at least two of the blocks in that vote. So depending on which proposal, it should be. In the report, I thought they had a table that showed the vote totals.
What about the blocking rules?
Well, in the charter that the committee adopted, they adopted a consensus decision-making process, which had 5 numbers. And as Coke explained earlier, 1 means that you fully supported the proposal. 2 and 3 meant that it wasn't perfect, but you could support it with some modifications. 4 meant you wouldn't block it. And a 5 allowed any member to block the proposal. And that's what the numbers mean. So of the 3 proposals, as you can see up here, option 1 had 2 blocks, option 2 had 7 blocks, and option 3 had 5 blocks.
I see, I understand.
Okay.
Thank you. Other comments? Did you have any other comments, Dave?
Well, I have a few, yes.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and continue then?
Well, first of all, I wrote a letter. Put the mail to 2 guys on Friday. So that letter speaks my opinions about how this process went. I was pretty much disappointed that they just didn't do the job that was assigned. And I felt very strongly that at 3 particular points. 1, I thought that the board as chosen was not very representative. It was fairly skewed in terms of its all-male staff and et cetera. I also thought that the report, which I haven't read, and Mary was kind enough to give me all the documentation that was available, which I really appreciated, because there's so much I can't review it on a computer screen. Put my cheaters on again. But I thought in particular, I thought in particular there was a wasted effort in being obsessed with the use of chainsaws on these little pieces of ground. Now, I've spent a considerable amount of time in the wilderness up in Wind Rivers and the Forest Service, and also a lot of extent BLM has done an awful lot of trail management here lately. It's been wonderful trails. I've been on all over the place. They've done a good job with that. So, the solution about using chainsaws in WSA, I thought was a moot and ridiculous to be concerned about. Now, most horsemen carry around a saw and a axe, and we do our fair share to clear a trail when we come across something that's blocked and that. So, and I also didn't understand the business about all this aerial spraying. It seemed like they were obsessed with aerial spraying. If you take a look around the county here, the Wind River front, all the burns that have happened, some were controlled burns, some of them were not. cheatgrass is in the thickest flies. I've yet to see anybody propose any aerial spraying of cheatgrass anywhere. So I didn't understand why this was such an important issue in this report. I thought it missed the boat and it was just a waste of time. I did not see in documentation any of the information from the Forest Service or the BLM, though the charter indicated they would contact those people. So whatever the Forest Service or the BLM to say, we did not see that information available to us. And I thought that was a bad thing. I also went to as many meetings I could attend. I went to several. And I spoke up at those meetings briefly, hopefully professionally. But I saw no recognition of any of that public comment that occurred at all these meetings. So just basically, I was just very disappointed in the results of this. I found the three options somewhat confusing, and it seemed like they didn't do the job they were assigned.
Thank you, Mr. Olchek. Any other comments?
Carmel Kale.
Wait till the microphone comes.
Carmel Kale. Of course not. Representing myself. I want to agree with a lot of the things that were said by the previous two commenters. One thing I wanted just to mention, although I wasn't planning on talking about it, is aerial spraying happens in wildernesses and in wilderness study areas. You just have to go through a process saying that it is a minimally necessary tool. So for example, I found the paperwork, if you're interested, they even have a coaching on how to fill out the application to get this aerial spraying, and it's done for example, it was done for 3 years in the Saguaro Wilderness Area, which is a great adjacent to Saguaro National Monument. So while I think it's something that a lot of us are, you know, concerned about, cheatgrass and all that sort of thing, to think that wilderness is not allowed is a mistake. I think that was, you know, a misunderstanding of someone's point. I have to do the opposite. The Wyoming County Commissioners Association, which started this, which made this initiative, I think their stated mission and their fairly obvious intent was to facilitate one multi-county legislative lands package broadly supported. There's quite a few things on their website and also in their principles and guidelines that make it sound like they really were hoping for one statewide package and lots of collaboration and consensus to the maximum extent possible. They even went so far as to say that with passage of a public lands bill as a statewide package, the ultimate goal, WCCA reserves the right not to include an individual county recommendation into the final congressional recommendation if the process followed by the county was not collaborative or open and transparent. I think collaborative is not consensus, but I think that we can at least say that the overall project appears to be destined not to come to pass. The county commissioners for three other counties, by non-unanimous Board of County Commissioner votes, recommended wilderness release for Sweetwater, Lincoln, and Bighorn counties. Cumulatively among the three of them, 20 WSAs within their county borders. And that represents nearly half of the 45 in the entire state. So it may not be productive for any of the counties to pursue too much effort, because I would say that the statewide package is not going to be able to happen. They weren't collaborative. Regarding more specifically just our county and the issue here tonight, I guess I want to point out, this is just to add a couple of numbers that I looked into, but to kind of flesh out what Cope was talking about. So in Sublette County, among the three that we have within our county boundaries, and I'm not including the portion that slops over of into Teton from Shawl, there's 42,225 WSA effectively for the last 40 years protected as wilderness acres, 42,000. The group of six option one, which is promoted by the largest majority, recommends wilderness designation of 6,000 of those. When you subtract it, this comes to 36,000 recommended for non-wilderness. Six times more. The difference between options one and three as presented by the group of six, as far as I can tell, does have the chainsaw, but the principal hang-up is the word W, which I don't even know if anybody wants to hear it. And I think, from what I could tell, one of the big problems with the word W is that between the county federal and state land policy and the SECD policy, which both have somewhat mixed signals, but still, at least in some points, are explicit saying that they do not want new designated wilderness, some of the parties that are participating in this are hamstrung. So while they may not have realized this when they initially went in, and they have made some concession to allow for the 6,000 acres of the Butter Shoal Creek, I think that the reason that option three fell off the table is simply because of the W word. Option three is somewhat between option one and two if you look at how many people voted five. In other words, it's kind of the middle path, but there's not a majority there. But, as I say, I think one of the main problems, if not the main problem, is the existing policies that both the county and SECD have saying no new wilderness designation, and that is hamstringing them from coming to a consensus. So, the advisory committee did their job such as they could, although I'm not very happy with it, having worked in consensus groups before, and we did better. But the county commissioners, according to the principles and guidelines of the WPLI, shall review, this is a separate mandate from all this long list of what the committee has to do, the commissioners review the recommendations and take official action to establish a final WPLI recommendation for the county at a regular meeting later. Should the board not approve the recommendation, which, in fact, I maintain that you don't really have a recommendation. Or have further instructions for the advisory committee, then the BOCC shall remand the recommendation back to the advisory committee for further work to reach consensus approval. As I read it, this is what you are charged with. Either officially finalize the recommendation, which you see, or remand it to the committee. More specifically, I would request that you remand the recommendation to the advisory committee for further work to reach this consensus approval, that's the wording, but also that you recommend further consideration be given to option three, having to do with waiving until further update the policy statements, which essentially preclude wilderness designation. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Gale. Appreciate that. And you can use the W word here. It's okay. Further comments?
Hi, I'm Elaine Grumpley, and I'm representing Sublette County as a constituent, and also I'm a board member of PURE. Don't know what that has to do with energy development, but for what it's worth. Anyhow, I want to thank the advisory committee, and I appreciate the effort and the time that went into it, because I know firsthand how that goes. So that's one caveat I'm going to say. The other one is, I'm going to just read it to you. You won't have to think about what I'm saying. It'll come right up.
Very good.
Okay. I'm here because in regards to the WPLI Advisory Committee and its inability to reach a broadly supported consensus recommendation for the designation of three wilderness study areas. What I have witnessed while attending these meetings and publicly commenting during these meetings, and I was acknowledged at those meetings, as well as following the meetings in paper over the past almost 24 months, is a very painful misrepresentation of Sublette County's broad interests. Instead, it's been a litany from special interest groups determined to undermine thoughts of environmental concepts, habitat stewardship, wildlife protection, or an open discussion of the true meaning of wilderness. Rather, it is primarily focused on grazing, human access, and human and economic potential and exploitation of these wilderness study areas. There has never been a positive, consensual, productive discussion about protection for the land's sake, for wildlife concerns, protection of critical habitat, or just preserving the wilderness solitude that it affords. But what is most disappointing and shocking to me is when one of the members suggested the word wilderness, the W word, be avoided during these discussions. This is an unacceptable mindset for any member of the advisory group, yet there it was, spoken out loud at the meeting. I witnessed a vocal, "There will be no wilderness in Sublette County," response from two of the committee members, with several emphatic positive nods of the head among the committee in response to that very unprofessional suggestion. There prevailed an institutionalized bias against wilderness. A major part of this committee's appointed task is to consider that is one of the designation's recommendations, yet several tried to get rid of that designation. I think that this played a significant role in the committee's inability to come to a consensus. Also, the makeup of the committee did not have an equal nor balanced representation of Sublette County's constituents. I was never asked. Of course, they probably guessed, but I was never asked when I was a constituent. Two seats went to agriculture, and I'm not against agriculture. I have many, many friends in agriculture, and I'm supportive of that particular thing, very much so. But it seemed like they were anti-wilderness, and with several committee members, they did not seek a broader representation of their constituents, yet they promoted an anti-wilderness position. Also, this is just kind of an observation, out of the 29 or so applicants, not one woman was selected. Surely there must have been at least one woman that met her qualifications to serve on this committee. I would hope so. The committee did not follow the process outlined in the six-point consensus decision-making charter. I can speak to this personally, as I served on the governor's appointed ozone task force for a year and a half. Our task was to reach 100% consensus on very divisive issues with many, many people, many, many different interests. But that is the challenge one must follow when they choose to be on the committee like that. I fully realize it's very difficult, but instead, the committee fell apart and they did become dysfunctional, which led to their inability to present one broadly supported recommendation. Not only did they fail in their task, but they are in violation of the process by promoting a new proposal outside the advisory committee at the expense of two represented interest groups. As county commissioners, do you want to share in this violation? This land deserves a truly collaborative and broadly supported consensus-based solution. This is a very shameful legacy that this group would leave on the land. I don't believe they want to leave that, but it's what they claim to care about. But if there is three non-consensual options considered and accepted, they are letting the land down. Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Crumbly. Appreciate that. Further comments?
My name is Luke Schultz. I live in Cora. and I'm a hunter, angler, and radical conservationist. I just have a quick question. Can the proposal, can each of those areas be attacked kind of piecemeal? It seems like there was general consensus in some of those areas. Like the Lake Mountain one in particular seemed like there was general agreement. In the interest of keeping some things moving forward, is that something you could, does it have to be a full package deal, I guess is what I'm asking, or can individual pieces kind of get ratified, so to speak?
Would anyone from the committee like to address that? Mr. Snowden, would you please stand and introduce yourself also?
I'm definitely a member of the Wilderness Society. I live in Bondurant. I was the National Conservation Rep for the committee and a co-chair with Coke. I understand your question. Are you asking if we could look at individual units separately rather than the package proposal? The short answer is we could have. When the committee first met after we were given our guidance by Commissioner Bousman, we kind of agreed as a committee that we wanted to provide the negotiation and decision space so that we would look at all three areas at the same time. That way, if one interest was willing to give a little bit on Lake Mountain, then maybe they could gain something on Shoal Creek. So in order for us to accomplish what you suggested, we'd have to go back and say, okay, now we're gonna look at these individually and revisit them as individual areas.
Thank you. Do you have further comments, or was that, does that take care of it? Thank you. Other comments? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate that. We appreciate everyone coming here today. And just to reiterate what will happen next, we will individually ponder your comments and all the information that has been given to us, and then together at a commission meeting in public, we will meet, we will talk about our individual thoughts and the direction to go, and then we will make a decision. That will be in on our agenda, so when we decide to discuss that, it will be advertised. So keep a look for the agenda item. Did you have a question?
I did, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Do I after? I just wanted to ask Joel, I know that you and others were talking about working with Liz Cheney or someone else about legislation. I just wondered where that was at, about WSAs.
I can't tell you in detail where it's at, but from what I've been told, number one, when this first started out, it was working with Travis McNiven, who was on Senator Barrasso's staff, and the idea was if we could craft one statewide bill supported by counties, it would go through WCCA to Travis, and the senator would introduce it in the Senate. Then at that time, and this was several years ago, before Liz Cheney ever took office, then it became apparent that Representative Cheney was preparing to introduce a bill that would address wilderness study areas in Wyoming, apparently including counties that did not have collaborative groups formed, and I think somebody here referred to Sweetwater, Lincoln, Bighorn was the other one. And I haven't seen her bill. I'm assuming that it's probably for release to multiple use, but I haven't seen it, so I don't know that. She did invite other counties if we had our recommendations ready in time to submit those to her, and she would consider the other county's recommendations in her bill. And that's all I know at this time.
Thank you, Commissioner Bosman. Thank you for your question, Ms. Uffer. Once again, we would like to thank the WPLI Advisory Committee. Those are things that you can get back, and there are things that you can't get back, and time spent is time you just basically can't get back. Thank you so much for your help, your sacrifice, and how about a big round of applause for the Advisory Committee. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for taking time out of your lives to be here this evening. It is much appreciated. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
You bet.